Okay. Good afternoon. This is a meeting of the State Title Board pursuant to Article 40 of Title I of the Colorado Revised Statutes. The time is 2:04 p.m. and the date is June 4th, 2008. We're meeting in the Secretary of State's Blue Spruce Conference Room, 1700 Broadway, Suite 270 in Denver, Colorado. Today, the title board consists of myself, Sharon Eubanks, Deputy Director of the Office of Legislative Legal Services, as the designee of the Director of the Office of Legislative Legal Services, Charlie Pike. Also today with me is Dan Domenico, who's the Solicitor General, the designee of the Attorney General, John Southers. There is no representative of the Secretary of State today, but we obviously have a quorum present. Also with us today is Maury Kneiser, the Deputy Attorney General, who represents the State Title Board, and also Ceci Gomez, who is an employee of the Secretary of State's office and assists the Title Board. For anyone who wishes to testify, there's a sign-up sheet. You want to go ahead and check if anyone has signed up. The hearing is being broadcast over the internet from the Secretary of State's website, and today we're meeting to consider title setting for number 61. This is on remand from the Colorado Supreme Court to set titles in accordance with their decision that was issued on May 16, 2008. And I guess, Mr. Domenico, whether you want to have any comments before we start, or here, we do have one person that has signed up on this matter, so whether you have any, okay. I think that in terms of what the court has directed the title board to do in regard to this title is pretty clear, but Ms. Corey would like to address the title board at this point in time.
My name is Jessica Peck Corey, and I'm the Executive Director of the Colorado Civil Rights Initiative. I'm here to go on record to express my extreme displeasure and concern with the very political decision made by the Colorado Supreme Court. I believe that my statutory right to really be able to speak today on behalf of a coalition of Colorado taxpayers to express our concerns about the title to this measure is being ignored by the Colorado Supreme Court with its ruling. I realize you're limited in your capacity to respond or react to that, but I do want to go on record. I believe that when board members first considered this measure and it was struck down because of the deceivous nature of the language as a violation of Colorado's single subject rule, we did not have the opportunity to talk about title because it wasn't necessary at that point. And I think it's only fair that I have my statutory right to be able to speak on behalf of this coalition as to our concerns with the title. It sounds like the court doesn't want to give us that opportunity, but I do think it's very important on behalf of the many people I've talked with who have concerns just to express that to you today, and thank you for your time.
Okay, thank you. Okay, I think that's the only person that signed up to testify. At this point, I think we could go ahead and proceed in terms of the setting the title for 61 in accordance with the directions of the Supreme Court. We have on the screen before us the title that this board set originally for number 61 prior to the subsequent decision of the board that there wasn't no single subject. And we have been directed, I believe, to adopt this title and so I think we have it before us.
I share some of Ms. Corey's frustration that we've been directed to set a title that didn't go through the usual process in which we get to consider carefully all the objections and support for a title. At the same time, the Supreme Court has directed us to set the title that we set at on February 20th. And I don't think there's much room in the court's opinion to do anything other than that. And I'm not sure what we would do other than that. So I'm prepared to simply go ahead, as long as Ms. Eubanks can explain to me the procedurally what we need to do to adopt as our final title the title that's on the board, which was initially drafted on at our February 20th meeting.
I think at this point it's probably appropriate for a motion to be made to adopt the title as it's reflected on the screen, with the understanding that the ballot title and submission clause would contain the same language, beginning with a question, shall there be an amendment? But I think right now a motion would be proper.
I will then make that motion that we adopt the previously set title, which is laid on the screen and was discussed in the court's opinion.
And I'll second that. No other discussion? All those in favor? Aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? No. There's no one here. So this title is adopted on a vote of 2-0, and I believe that concludes our action for today. We're adjourned, and the time is 2:11. Thank you.